Welcome to the Genius Network Show. What if every time you gave a book away for free, you generated $238 in income? You've heard of sales funnels and have probably heard of ClickFunnels.com, but in this 10-minute talk, Russell Brunson wants you to understand the concept of funnel stacking. Learn the three core funnels and how they work together, how to take any product or service you have and catapult your sales, an amazing upsell strategy, and more. Russell Brunson is the founder of ClickFunnels.com and the author of the best-selling books, .com Secrets and Expert Secrets. If you would like access to the full video presentation, the special resources, and show notes for this episode, please visit geniusnetwork.com/53. That's geniusnetwork.com/53. Recorded live at the Genius Network annual event.
If you've written a book or are thinking about writing a book, one question you need to answer is, how much should I charge, or should I just give the book away as a marketing device? What if you just gave it away and as a result you earned $238 on every book? That's exactly what Russell Brunson did using a system that he created at ClickFunnels. Russell looks way too young to be that smart and as successful as he is. As Joe Weldon would say, I have socks older than Russell. Okay, so he looks young, but at age 36 and the father of five kids with 12 years of internet marketing experience, he's very wise. Many Genius Network members use his software system to sell millions of dollars worth of their products and services. One of those members is Russell himself. In just the first year since starting ClickFunnels, his sales are over 12 million. Yes, in just the first year. He will share how you can take your book or any product or service that you have and catapult your sales. His title is Funnel Stacking, How You Can Earn $238 for Each Book You Give Away. Please welcome Russell Brunson.
Thank you very much. All right, well, I'm excited to be here, first off. So the concept of funnel stacking in this presentation kind of came from, as many of you guys know, we own a company called ClickFunnels. We have almost 15,000 entrepreneurs who have moved their entire businesses over to our platform. And inside that, there's been over 350,000 sales funnels built. And so I have this really cool, unique view to look at what everybody's doing and see what's working and not working. And December this year, I sat down and I wanted to look at what was working in my company. So we ran all of our numbers. And I'm like one of those sales funnel strategists who sit for like days in front of whiteboards mapping stuff out. And it turned out after looking at all of our numbers, like 98% of our income came from three funnels, not all the other crazy ones we made up. And so that became this process, like, okay, these are the three funnels that actually matter in our company. And looking across the platform as a whole, almost the majority of the income is made through one of these three funnels. And there's a really cool way that they actually work together. So that's what we're talking about today. And the other part here is I'm going to talk about how I make up to $238 for every free book we give away. And how you guys can too. Now, the reason why that's actually important, one of my mentors, Dan Kennedy, who looks like the walrus according to Joe, he told me when I first got into this business, he said, because like the money's cool, right? But that's not the reason. He said that the person who can spend the most money to acquire a customer always wins. And so for me, this whole sales funnels and everything we're talking about, the goal isn't just to make a whole bunch of money. It's so that I can outmarket everybody else. I can spend more money to get every single customer in the front door so I can serve more people and change more people's lives. And that's the real goal kind of behind it. To begin with, I want to explain a concept I like talking about on my side of my team is a concept called the value ladder. At the top of the value ladder is the best thing that we all offer our clients, the thing that we have that can change their lives the most, right? It's the thing that probably would cost a whole bunch of money, right? So I was thinking about Robin yesterday. I met her. She's the green smoothie girl. So Robin, for you, like your dream thing, if you could serve someone at the highest level, I'm assuming it would be for you to pack up your stuff, fly to their house, go through their cupboards, throw away everything out, and teach them how to juice and spend a week there just detoxing them and helping them, right? Like, that would be amazing. I'm sure that every one of us, we have something inside of our company that's similar, right? It would be like the most amazing, most valuable thing you could possibly offer. The problem is that it's hard to go do that, right? You don't have time to fly and spend a week at every single client's house. It doesn't make financial sense most of the time. It's hard. Right? For me, the best thing I can do, the thing that I do people at the top level is they come to me, I sit down with them, I actually build their entire sales funnels, we do all the copy, we do everything. And if I could do that to every single person, it'd be awesome. The problem is we charge $100K just to start the process, plus we take a percentage of their sales, which is usually about 50% or more. And so for me to come up to somebody on the side of the street, the first time I meet him, like, hey, my name's Russell Brunson. I know I look like I'm 11 years old, but this is the deal. If you give me $100,000 and half of your company, I'll build you a sales funnel. And most people are going to be like, dude, no, like that doesn't make any sense, right? And the reason is because I provided zero value at that point, right? They have no idea who I am, if I can even execute what I'm talking about. And so a lot of us, that's the thing. We know we can change people's lives, but the thing that would do the best, we can't do. Like Joe, if you walked up to a typical business owner, it's like, hey, I got this thing, 25K. You come in the room, it's kind of like we're going to talk about addictions and weird things like that, and it's 25,000. Like, people are like, what are you talking about, right? Like, I've known Joe for a long time, and it's like I keep always getting value over and over, and that's why I ascend up, right? And so for me, our business is all about giving value and ascension. So if you look at this model, the very bottom is less value, and it's the price is lower, right? And so we bring somebody in that world, we give them some value, and if they have a great experience, what naturally happens? They want more. That's how humans work, right? We get a little bit of value, like, oh, that was awesome, I need a little bit more. And they get value there, and you get a little bit more. It works in relationships, works in business, works in everything. And so my world, it's always like, I need to get someone down here where I can give them some value. And if they get value, they're going to naturally want to ascend to the next level and the next level. And that's kind of how this value ladder and these funnels work. All right, so these are the three funnels where the majority of our income and the majority of all the entrepreneurs I know income comes from. One is called the tripwire funnel. One's called the webinar funnel, and one's called the high ticket funnel. And I'll walk through these three funnels, and I'll walk through how they all kind of interconnect and they work together. So the first one is, yeah, and this is kind of what they look like. All right, so the first one is a tripwire funnel. A tripwire funnel is typically a really low ticket thing. So for me in our company, one of our best tripwires is my book funnel. So this is kind of what, if I was sitting on a whiteboard with you, I'd sketch out, this is what a tripwire funnel actually looks like. Here's all the pages, and it looks kind of geeky. So let me walk through page by page what it looks like. Page number one, we're going to be giving away something for free plus shipping, right? And so for me, last year before when we launched ClickFunnels, we launched with a book. So this was my book called .com Secrets that we gave away for free plus shipping. And if you look at the actual stats, so the campaign, I'm sharing the results. So this is over 200,000 people came through this funnel. We sold 27,000 copies of the book during this time. And so these are really big numbers across a whole bunch of traffic sources, but trying to give you an idea of how the whole thing works, okay? All right, so here's the math so far. So first step, we gave away the book, right? I told my wife initially after I spent a year writing a book, and I was like, I'm giving away for free. She's like, what are you doing? Like, you can't do that. That doesn't make any sense. I'm like, I promise this works. So the first step, we gave away the book, right? So from the shipping cost during this campaign, the initial 30 days, we made $219,000 in shipping, which isn't in my pocket. That's money disappears. That's based on $7.95 a book times the books we sold, right? The second step now is after somebody bought the book, it's just like going to like if you're at the grocery store and you're walking out and you see the gum and the Tic Tacs and you're like, oh, and you start grabbing something. The next step in our funnel is called an order form bump. And it fits right after they put in the credit card, but right before they click the submit button. So my order form bump right here is just saying, hey, you're about to buy the book. Do you want the audiobook version for the extra $37? Really quick, fast thing. Usually on average between 20 and 30% of people will take that bump offer. For us, the math, that bump offer added an extra $286,000 to our overall revenue, which right now, total revenue so far in this funnel is $18.31, so I made for every free book I gave away at the point they finally clicked submit. Okay. Now, the next step in the funnel is our first upsell. Our first upsell, we sell a course, one of our info product courses. This one's $200. The math from that, we made about $506,000 from the first upsell, which now our profit per book is $27.39. Then we take them to upsell number two. From upsell number two, we sold a $300 course and we made $130,000 for that one. So at this point right now, by the time they finished the first initial funnel, we made $31.10 per book. So why is that important? Okay, this is why this is so important. That means I can spend right now up to $31.10 on advertising to give away a free book. Okay, right now on Facebook, it averages about $12 to give away free books. I'm actually profitable day one, the very second it happens. I can go to affiliates and say, I'll pay you $20 or $30 to give away a free book. And it gives me the ability to get insane amounts of customers coming through our front door every single day for free. And then everything that happens after this is just pure profit. We always talk about lifetime value of a customer. I hate that because like, it makes us start making stupid decisions. Like I need to make, for me personally, if I don't make break even on day one, I don't do the campaign or the funnel. So that's how we build a funnel that breaks even on day one. And then everything after that is pure profit. All right. So the last step on the page, typically after somebody buys a free book, then we say, thanks for buying. We add something called an offer wall that has links to our other products. And from there, we made a whole bunch of other money that we won't talk about in this presentation. And some of you guys are saying, well, Russell, I don't have a book. What do I do? If you don't have a book, that's fine. In my process, I was talking about, you got to figure out who your customers are and what bait will get them in the door, right? So some of you guys, a book is the bait that'll bring your customers in the door. A couple of our ClickFunnels members, one of them sells a gun membership site. They give away free gun targets. Did $30 million last year, giving away free gun targets, bringing them into their world. Perry Belcher and Ryan Dice, they have a suit company. They give away free cufflinks and then bring people into their world that way. They also have a credit card knife. And we just are working on a funnel right now for Marcus Lemonis for Camping World, which is a huge thing, and we're doing a free toilet paper funnel to bring people into their world. So it works with any kind of business. You got to think about what's the bait your customers actually want. Okay, step number two, you got them in now, you've broken even, you made money. Now we start moving them and sending them to funnel number two, which is a webinar funnel. It looks kind of like this. That's what a perfect webinar funnel looks like. And first page, a registration page. A couple things on the registration page, big secrets. The key to getting people opting is curiosity. Do not have a video. I've never seen a video increase conversion rates on a webinar page. Curiosity is the key to get people in. Here's kind of the numbers. So the first thing is every single person who buys my book within 2 weeks, they're introduced to our webinar funnel automatically. We also drive ads directly to it. So we drive cold traffic in the webinar funnels. We average about $3 per registrant for a webinar. Our goal internally, our company, is to get 3,000 people to register per week. So we spend $3,000. From the 1,000 people, we get about 25% show up rate. 10% people usually close on a webinar. So right now we're at, what's that, $25,000 in sales. And then typically from the follow-up sequence, we'll usually double the webinar sales in the follow-up sequence. So we put $3,000 into ads, make $50,000 a week, and that happens week in, week out in our company consistently. And that's how we run the webinars. Thank you page of the webinar funnel. It looks like this. We upsell our continuity program. They have indoctrination pages, the email sequences that go through. And then you actually do the live event, which you guys do events. And then we have replay, urgency, and scarcity. This is the follow-up sequence that happens after the webinar is done. And we do a whole bunch of cool things there. If you do the sequence right, you get a whole bunch of sales on webinar day and a whole bunch of sales happening again on the next day. And then the last step now, after they've gone through the webinar, which is usually a $1,000 product, now we're sending them to our highest level, which for us is $25,000 to $100,000 and beyond. We introduce them now to the high ticket funnel. High ticket funnel looks like this. We lead with a case study, a success story of somebody. We take them through a desire amplifier page and homework and connection. I'll go through these really quick. So every single page has a button like this that pushes people to our high ticket. We have email sequences sharing case studies with people in our high ticket program that push them in there as well. And everything now is pushing people and sending them up to our highest level. And the last page here is homework and connection. That's what it looks like. And that is how we make $230 within 6 weeks for every book we give away. There you go.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Genius Network with Russell Brunson. If you would like access to the full video presentation, the special resources, and show notes for this episode, please visit geniusnetwork.com/53. That's geniusnetwork.com/53. If you'd like to learn more about the Genius Network annual event, please visit geniusnetworkevents.com. That's geniusnetworkevents.com. Don't miss out on more insights, strategies, and wisdom like this on Genius Network. Subscribe to Genius Network today by visiting geniusnetwork.com/subscribe. That's geniusnetwork.com/subscribe.